欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio. We are talking about bedtime trick. 睡眠的小诀窍 Eat smart. Eat smart. 饮食合理 Hotels have you believe that eating before bed is bad for you. But it's all about how you snack. In fact, some foods before bed may even help regulate yourblood sugar and prep you to catch those Z's. 一些过去的说法呢让你相信睡前吃东西是不利于睡眠的，但实际上呢重点在于你是怎么吃的。在睡前吃某一些食物呢甚至可以帮助你调节血糖，并且呢有助于入睡。 Got the late night munches? 来点宵夜吗？ Try nibbling on some kiwi. 可以尝试吃一些猕猴桃。Research suggests the fruits may help boost your sleep quality. 研究表明呢，水果有可能帮助你改善睡眠的质量哦。Find the best place for fiddle. 为你的宠物找到最合适的地方。Experts stress that sleeping with your pets may disrupt your sleep. But emerging research shows that fiddle or fluffy may help your shut eye.
专家指出，和你的宠物一起入睡呢，也许会紊乱睡眠质量。但是最新的研究表明，那些毛茸茸的宠物或许呢，有助于你的睡眠哦。
It comes down to what types of sleepers you are. If you tend to wake up easily, it may be best to keep your furry friend out of your way.
如果说你想要自然醒，那么最好的远离。如果说你想自然醒，那么最好呢远离你毛茸茸的宠物。
The point is to make your bed a heaven for sleep, whatever that may be.
重点是无论你做什么，目的呢都是要将你的床作为睡觉的港口。
That's what we talk about today. Bedtime trick.
睡眠的小诀窍，可以吃一点东西。但是呢必须要合理的吃，不能乱吃哈。同时呢也可以为你的宠物找到一些合适的地方哦。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki 安塞可以找到我。同时也可以添加我的个人微信，大写的 D 大写的 J 下横线大写的 U 小写 KKI